And we're back, yes, somehow still on the air, for part two of the Scott and Val Save the Universe show. The only program brave enough to tackle cosmic chaos, armed with opinions, questionable logic, and absolutely no official clearance. If the universe is saved today, it'll be by accident. Strap in, lower your expectations. Let's carry on. It's time for RFN weather. Here with your national weather outlook is Alan Two Shoes Milani.
Alan Two Shoes Milani.
Makes me say, yeah. And I think that is my favorite show intro that we have, the one and only Alan Milani. Welcome back to the show, Alan.
Thank you. Thank you.
You bet.
You bet. How's it going today?
It's going well. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for one of your stellar weather forecasts.
It's a roller coaster.
All right.
All right. Good morning, weather fans, skeptics, and people who just wanted traffic. Let's head into your national forecast, starting where all good weather stories begin, the Inland Northwest. Tuesday in the Inland Northwest brings that classic early week vibe. Cool mornings, reluctant sunshine, and clouds that look like they're thinking about doing something but never quite commit. Expect highs in the comfy but jacket required range. It's the kind of weather that makes you say, well, at least it's not worst, which is basically the regional motto. As we roll through Wednesday and Thursday, a few passing showers might pop up. Nothing dramatic. More like weather politely clearing its throat. Temperatures stay seasonable. Winds behave themselves. And by Friday, you might even catch a sunny break that tricks you into making weekend plans outdoors. Bold, risky. We'll see how that goes. Heading west to the coast, Tuesday through midweek brings clouds, mist, and that moody drizzle that's not quite rain but still manages to soak you emotionally. Sunshine appears in short, meaningful bursts like a guest star. By the weekend, things brighten up, literally and spiritually, with drier conditions and mild temps perfect for pretending summer's close. Down in California in the southwest, it's a tale of two deserts. Inland areas heat up midweek, reminding everyone that summer is loading, slowly, ominously. Coastal zones stay cooler, breezy, and smug about it. By the weekend, expect warmer afternoons inland and pleasant evenings just about everywhere. Yes, even Phoenix gets a break, briefly. Crossing into the Plains and Rockies, Tuesday brings gusty winds that'll absolutely steal your hat and then deny it. Midweek storms might pop up, quick-hitting, noisy, and gone before you finish saying, was that thunder? The weekend settles things down with warmer temps and fewer surprises. The Midwest gets a little bit of everything this week. Sun, clouds, scattered showers, and at least one day where everyone debates whether it's humid yet. By the weekend, things tend to look warmer and calmer. Great grilling weather, assuming your grill still works. In the South, it's warm, it's sticky, and the air feels like it's hugging you whether you asked for it or not. Afternoon pop-up storms midweek keep things interesting. This weekend stays warm with scattered shower rain chances and plenty of excuses to stay inside with air conditioning. Finally, the Northeast, where Tuesday starts cool and calm, midweek clouds roll in, and a few showers try to ruin your plans. By the weekend, sunshine returns, temperatures climb, and everyone collectively forgets they complained about winter. That's your national forecast Tuesday through the weekend. No matter where you are, remember, the weather's temporary, but complaining about it is forever. And now your weather on the planet Venus, where today's outlook is once again, don't go outside. Temperatures remain a cozy 900 degrees Fahrenheit, perfect for melting lead, spacecraft, and your optimism. Skies stay mostly cloudy with thick sulfuric acid clouds, delivering a persistent chance of acid rain that never actually reaches the ground because it evaporates first. Fun! Winds whip around the planet at hurricane speeds, providing that even on Venus, the atmosphere is doing all the work while the surface just suffers. Atmospheric pressure remains crushing, literally, so expect a heavy feeling everywhere. Sunrise and sunset continues their four-month wait times, so lighting conditions will not change at all. That's your Venus forecast, hot, toxic, and aggressively uninhabitable. Back to Earth, where things are still weird but survivable.
So, Venus, what would you use to camp in?
Got to be something that's not made out of lead.
I don't think your RV is going to work, but...
I don't think so.
We'll get you a little space shuttle.
Right. I heard the roads to get there are terrible, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Excellent job, Alan. Looks like we lost my sister for the broadcast. Yeah, looks like she got kicked right out of the room, which is kind of scary. But
you want a little piece of trivia in the meantime?
Sure. We'll see if she comes back.
All right. So Venus rotates so slowly that one of its days is longer than one of its years. Which takes more time on Venus, a single rotation on its axis or one full orbit around the sun?
One rotation of its axis takes longer than around the sun.
You would be correct, my friend.
I had to think that through.
Right. Well, the question kind of gave the answer there.
Yeah, yeah.
One day on Venus is longer than its year.
Wow. Wow. All right. Good
Isn't
job.
That crazy?
Good job, Mr. Milani. All right. And thank you, Alan, very much. We'll go look for my sister and see if we can find her. I got a few news stories until then. As well, we can bring in our buddy Joel Wozinski. I know he's standing by, too. We'll give Val a few minutes to see if she can rejoin our forecast. I mean, our show. And thank you, Alan, for the forecast. There you go. Looking at celebrity birthdays for today, Blythe Danner, two Emmys for TV's Huff. She is turning 83 today. Morgan Fairchild, 76. Nathan Lane from The Birdcage, Penny Dreadful, and City of Angels, looking at 70. Mara Turney from ER News Radio and Showtime's Your Honor is 61. And Warwick Davis from the Harry Potter films turned 56. SLF Fisher from Wedding Crashers and Nocturnal Animals turned 50. Amal Clooney, 48. Disgraced Thanos CEO Elizabeth Holmes. She comes up every year. How embarrassing is that? You are disgraced, and we're going to tell everyone what your birthday is. Yeah, she is looking at 42. Brandon Michael Hall from God Friended Me turning 33. All right, I'm going to go ahead. It looks like my sister is back, and we will admit her to the room and find out why she decided to so rudely and abruptly leave the show. Moving on with my other goodies, we have It Happened Today, 1690 is where we start. First paper money in America was issued by the colony of Massachusetts. Val, you're back. Congratulations.
I am back. Was
that an internet outage or just a wrong click?
No, my computer just like completely froze. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't move a mouse to get out. It was, I don't know what happened, but I had to completely reboot the whole thing. Hard reboot even. Oh.
Well, Alan helped out a little with the trivia question. And then you probably want to go back and watch the video replay and hear the panic in my voice.
Well, and I'm so upset I missed Alan because I look forward to his segment every week. So I'm going to have to go back and listen to that, too. So, yeah, I don't know what happened. It was freaky.
All right. Well, those things happen on your computer. Keeping on with it happened today. We go back to 1959. Rock and roll all-stars Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and JP the Big Bopper Richardson died in a plane crash near Clear Lake, Iowa, and it was very crushing to the country. That was back in 1959. 71, Apollo 14 astronauts Alan B. Shepard and Edgar D. Mitchell landed on the lunar surface during the third successful manned mission to the moon. Funny we can't get back there. 71, New York police officer Frank Serpico was shot during a drug bust in Brooklyn and survived to later testify against police corruption. A 94 Space Shuttle Discovery blasted off with a woman, Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Eileen Collins, in the pilot seat for the first time. Go women!
For sure.
Chinese officials kicked cartoons out of the country by banning TNT in 2000 and the Cartoon Network. Beijing powers that be wouldn't say what they disliked about Bugs Bunny, but Porky Pig and Elmer Fudd were labeled as contraband.
Oh my gosh, no wonder why we're rebels.
Yeah.
We started out watching contraband.
Yeah.
As children, even.
It's a horrible thing. A power outage occurred during the Super Bowl at New Orleans Superdome. The Baltimore Ravens defeated the San Francisco 49ers 30-31. That was 2013. 2015, Harper Lee released her second novel, Go Set a Watchman. after 55 years from her first book. See, last one, 2020 Democratic caucus in Iowa won narrowly by Pete Buttigieg. How do you say his name, Val? I know you're a fan.
Buttigieg.
And Bernie Sanders with the most votes after lengthy delays and irregularities in reporting results. There you go. And Val, will you roll out today's special event since you're back?
I am back. All right. Fun and food. First of all, National Carrot Cake Day allows for indulging in a classic dessert, while Doggy Date Night encourages taking your pup out for a special evening.
Ooh.
All right. Next, we have Animal Appreciation. National Golden Retriever Day celebrates the beloved goofy breed, and Feed the Birds Day reminds us to look after our feathered friends.
Ooh.
Other unique days, it's Elmo's birthday.
Okay.
It's celebrated on this day along with National Cordova Ice Worm Day, which honors the quirky, winter-loving creatures. What?
Can you eat those ice worms?
I feel like I have no idea what this is, and I don't know if I'm supposed to.
I don't think you are.
Cultural and historic recognitions today. It's the day the music died, commemorating the 1959 plane crash, and that's also observed.
All right. And that's kind of what I was getting to when I was going through the calendar events there, too.
I wasn't completely caught up, so I probably wasn't listening to you.
All right.
Like everybody else out there.
I'm going to back up to a couple things we missed in the last hour. We like to call those life bits. Strange occupations. These are certified odor evaluators who are paid to sniff products like trash bags, sneakers.
Oh.
Glad they're new.
Oh.
And detergents before launch to make sure unscented isn't just a euphemism for embarrassed candle. I would be good for like a place that makes pools. I'd be like,
okay.
Because vinyl smells so strong, you know, like air mattresses and stuff like that. I was like, yeah, this vinyl's good. It's definitely got a strong vinyl smell. This is overwhelming. It's perfect.
Oh, Scott could tell you how much vanilla is too much vanilla as well. His least favorite smell.
Any vanilla is too much vanilla. And it's actually, there's one ahead of that. It's baby powder.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's far worse. So longtime KCHW listeners just went, oh, my God, he's not going to talk about baby powder again, is he?
My sister brought it up.
Just remember, old ladies, nobody likes the smell of a baby. So yeah, there's people out there that when they go up and they don't kiss your baby, they go up and sniff it, right? Who does that?
Okay. Well, some people love the smell of babies.
All right, back to our occupations, baby. So I guess that odor evaluator could be like for babies too. What are you talking about? I evaluate the smells
of baby powder.
Nope. Professional line standers are hired in cities like Tokyo and New York to queue for hours or days for store openings and limited releases. Bad weather is usually a surcharge for those people, though. What do you do? I'm a professional line stander.
Line stander?
Yeah. Pet food tasters. This is real.
Oh.
Trained to evaluate texture and appeal so your dog isn't the only one judging quality. Though they never admit which brand is circuitly,
Oh.
What do you do for a job, Val?
What's that?
What do you do for a job? Don't you work at Alpo?
It has no side effects.
Woof, woof, woof. I'm a taste tester at Alpo. I'm going to put that on my resume, even though it's not true, and that I'll never look for a job again. But I'm still going to
There you go.
All right, Val, weird world records you can barely believe. And why would you want
All right. Yeah, in Louisiana, a man set the record for fastest time to unwrap a roll of duct tape using only his elbows.
Ooh.
That clocked in at just 21.4 seconds. He demonstrated it on local TV, surrounded by a confused audience. Again,
how do your elbows do the little... Plastic? No way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And the duct tape. We all know how hard that is.
Well, I think he's unwrapping a roll of duct tape. So you just got to get that hard shrink wrap off of it. But still, how do you do that with an elbow?
Oh, see, I thought he was like unrolling the whole thing. No. It's just to unwrap
seconds,
the roll. It's okay.
You can't even get a 6-inch piece of duct tape in 21 seconds.
You wouldn't think so, no. But people do weird things.
That's true.
All right. Now my cat just stepped on my keyboard.
I just saw
a
cat's
We're
butt.
Having a great day today. A Guinness title went to a French team for most onions chopped in an hour, all while wearing protective goggles, a towel, cape, and synchronized head bobbing choreography. There's a Guinness record for that. All right. Finally, someone holds the record for longest time balancing office supplies on one elbow, proving stability may be overrated, but persistence is impressive.
I'm going to have to do a story update on that one. It actually isn't an elbow, bouncing office supplies on an elbow. It's on one eyebrow.
Oh, eyebrow. Thank you. Because
far more difficult.
I read that as elbow. Oh, wow. Okay.
Careful with the stapler.
Bouncing office supplies on one eyebrow.
Yeah. That's even more impressive.
It is.
Yeah.
Man. How do you like a stapler?
My eye! My eye!
It's the guy that can balance that printer that's really impressive.
It's all okay till the staple puller with those teeth falls. All right. Researchers say many folks buy smart rings and smart watches that analyze health and habits, but then they're not very smart and just ignore the results entirely.
I'll do better tomorrow.
Yeah. Optimism wins. People pay monthly subscriptions for fitness apps, meditation guides, and personalized meal plans, yet still panic. Still panic and order pizza at midnight. That's right. For health reasons, because I'm stressed.
Right.
Yes, humans are gloriously nonsensical. All right. Doing a time check. We've got our one and only friend, Joe Wolzinski. We're about to let him into the room and find out what he's got goofy today. Real quick, though, as Joe gets loaded up in our system, I wanted to throw out, Val, you know about the Melania movie, right?
Yes.
Okay. So it tanked really hard. And a couple things.
Really?
Yes. So a couple things about the Melania movie you might not know is two-thirds of the cast asked not to be listed in the credits. Can you blame them?
No, it would be like the end of your career.
Amazon bid 3 times higher than any other movie company to get the movie, $40 million, which sounds like a payoff.
Well, you know, it is Jeff Bezos, and there's ties to many things.
Yes, many things that
hasn't been all proven, but the speculation is there.
Of the $40 million Bezos paid, $28 million goes to Melania, which means she's probably the highest paid, forgive the word, actress. But yeah, she is an actress. Look who she's married to. The highest paid actress in America this year will probably be, at least for one movie. You know, she's going
to
be
Melania. She has to pretend to like him.
Oh, that's some good acting. Some really good acting. Good point. All
sometimes
right.
She slips out of character, though. Have you seen the scowl on her face when she thinks nobody's looking?
You mean usual scowl? It's probably because of something she heard about her husband.
Could be.
All right. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Set back. It's time for a trip.
Ladies and gentlemen, the show that goes nowhere yet somehow everywhere is about to astound you again. Live from the tropical country of Belize, it's your RFN entertainment guy, Joe.
What?
Joe Wolz.
Joe Wolczynski.
No.
Wolzinski.
Close to dock then?
It's time for Ski by the Sea. Bob Scott and Val, save the universe.
All right, the one and only Joe Wolzinski, and it looks like Joe, I'm swatching windows. It looks like Joe might already be having his first cocktail of the day.
Hey, Mark and Val, how you doing? This is Steve by the Ski, the entertainment guy. How's it going today?
Very
good,
Joe.
I like the flamingo in your drink.
Nice.
Oh, that's what that is. Okay, well. The thing's rough going up the nose if you think it's a straw. Oh, anyway, how's it going today?
Going good. You few know, technical difficulties, but we are surviving it.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. Hey, well, you know, I'm the entertainment guy, so I should talk about entertainment.
Would you please?
The pictures keep on moving. So we're going to talk about music.
Okay. Music entertainment. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
You guys know any new songs?
I just heard this one. It was really awesome. I heard it this morning. It was called 5 Stars for Bravery, 0 for Lunch.
Huh. Okay. Never heard of it.
Better check it out.
You know, before you guys popped on, I was like, you know, checking my stock market, gold and silver, just, but that's okay because I don't have any. I probably shouldn't have taken the gold out of my teeth. Anyway, I came upon some pictures of some scantily clad women. I thought it was release of the Epstein files. No, it was pictures of the Grammy Awards. You know what's a good song that has never been nominated for a Grammy, and it's one of those songs that just the night Chicago died. Oh. I mean, the whole band died. That's a good thing for alcohol.
You're gonna lose an eye before you're done with that flamingo.
Let's put a machete right to that. Don't worry about that. Anyway, from my understanding, I'm the entertainment guy, so I should have something entertaining.
Please.
Let's see what I got here. Oh, I can't show that page. I better get out of that page. Okay, where was it? Oh, here we go. Okay. The top six mistaken songs.
Okay.
So, how you're in the shower and you sing a song and you sing it the wrong way. Mostly because you're drunk. And then I think that needs a drink.
Oh, good job moving that flamingo.
Yes, yes. Anyway, okay, so here's the song and the artist. There it is. Elton John, Tiny Dancer. Good song.
Okay.
The actual lyric is, "Hold me closer, Tiny Dancer." But the common misheard version is, "Hold me closer, Tony Danza." Now, there was a time in my life I probably would have liked Tony Danza to hold me closer, but that's just the phase. I'm over that.
Sure.
Anyway, why it's misheard. The slurred Tiny Dancer sounds like the actor's name. Okay. I think I have more here. I don't know.
Other glasses.
Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze. He played. He used 101st Airborne, and then he died eventually. So he's nothing. Anyway, Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze. "Excuse me while I kiss the sky." That's the actual lyric. The common misheard version: "Excuse me while I kiss this guy." But 60s. 70s, that was kind of, it was,
I think your chair is sinking,
Joe. If it was Tony Danza, maybe that's the reason why. Anyway.
Is it just me or is he getting lower and lower as the broadcast?
He is getting lower and lower. Oh, there you are.
I'm here. Okay. You know what, something?
He's just slipping further and further down in his chair.
I was wondering if it was inebriated.
I forget on the computer that I can move the document. I'm moving the computer so I can see. Okay, anyway.
He does the same thing with the TV.
Is there FCC rules about drinking on the air? Because I don't want to get a ticket.
Well, you're soda.
Yeah.
You can have soda.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Don't tell them where I live. Anyway, the Beatles, the best group of the world, "Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds." The actual lyric is, "The girl with kaleidoscope eyes."
Okay.
Scott, you probably met her too in the bar. What it is the actual lyric is, "The girl with colitis goes by." And you know what colitis is, right? I don't have a clue either.
Okay. I think it's a bowel disease.
The reason, besides the fact that you were probably dropping acid in the 60s and 70s, the reason is
I was eight.
Is kaleidoscope is complex and easily misheard as colitis.
Oh.
I guess so. I don't know. Bon Jovi, "Living on a Prayer." The lyric is, "It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not." Now, I don't know if I can talk about the summer of 69, that song. No, never mind. We won't touch that subject. Did I already read the lyric? I
think. No, you have not.
Hang on a second.
I don't think he was prepared, Val.
I think that's why I need to do the morning show.
He's drinking half a cocktail in the first 2 minutes.
Oh, wait. I'm supposed to be prepared?
No. No, not at all.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. It doesn't make... Did I read that already? I
think. No, you didn't.
Can we replay this? No, we can't. Okay. No. Anyway, the actual lyric is, it doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. The heard lyric is, it doesn't make a difference if we're naked or not. Yeah. Hey, John, we've been there, haven't we? Doesn't make a difference, does it? especially in high school. Anyway. The fast delivery blurs. It's some reason that word looks blurry. okay, where was I? The fast delivery blurs make it into naked. Okay. Adelaide, chasing pavements. Should I give up or should I just keep chasing pavements?
Adele.
The actual
Adele.
Sign is, should I just keep chasing payments? Okay. George, sorry about that. Adelie, yeah. should I just chasing payments? Payments is unusual phrasing, so payments feels more natural. And then ABBA, or as some people like to say, ABBA, Dancing Queen. See that girl, watch that scene, digging the Dancing Queen. That's the actual lyric. And the actual, what people hear is, see that girl, watch her scream, kicking the Dancing Queen. That's not nice.
No.
The upbeat chorus makes digging sound like kicking. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, how are you guys doing?
Great, Joe.
Not as good as you, Joe. Not as good as you.
Wait, I don't. I either have to put this down or the drink down. Well, I'll tell you what. You guys hang on a second.
pretty easy day in Belize, I'm guessing.
Anyway, so I'm going to give.
They say it's noon somewhere, but in Belize, it's actually only 10.
Yeah. Okay. I am going to give one coconut to the Grammys, because guess who didn't get nominated or win again?
You.
Yeah, that also. But there's a bunch of other people that just, and they all whine about it on the internet. Anyway, so they get one coconut.
Is there any other coconuts going out?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Is there more coconuts or just the one?
No, they just get one coconut.
Just one coconut. All right.
So what is this? So you guys are going to save the world?
We're gonna try, Joe.
Yeah,
we're gonna save the world as soon as this segment's over. Promise.
Okay. What about the universe? You gonna say that too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, okay. We're starting there because Earth is almost too far gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We decided this was a wash. We're gonna go out in space.
That's right.
You know, NASA
boldly go where no one has gone before.
NASA has already found a planet that is habitable.
Yes.
Habitable, that people could live on, and the Waltons, not the John Boy one, the Walmart ones. They've okay. already started building parking lots on it. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So we can park our RVs up there. Anyway, how are you guys doing?
All right, Joe, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Joe Wolzinski. Any other entertainment news, Joe?
News? You guys want a news.
Yeah.
I'll work on that for next week.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
Live from Belize. Hey,
you guys, don't pay me in gold and silver. I'll take Bitcoin or dollar bills.
All right. Joe. There you go. Very good. Joe.
Cheers, Joe.
Joe Wolzinski.
Hey. Yep.
You know, it's always hard to get the drunk ones to go.
Hey, it's closing time. Not. Hey, it was great. Well, yeah.
Bye, Joe.
Bye,
Joe.
Bye.
All right, Joe Wolzinski.
Where's my bye button?
Yeah.
Should I throw him out or just let him go on his own?
You guys might have to deal with me a little bit long. Oh, there is. There's my buy button.
Bye,
leave
Joe.
Meeting. Give feedback. You don't want to hear
no,
the
no,
feedback.
No. Woo. All right. I mean,
that
Val
was,
take
that was almost exhausting.
It was.
Like dealing with a, you know, your drunk friend. It's like, oh, they get all emotional, and then they ramble on.
I bet you before February's done, he'll actually cry during one of them.
Oh, yes, I think so.
I'm pretty sure. All right.
Always entertaining, though.
Always entertaining.
We love you, Joe.
All right. Back to finishing up just a couple news stories. I think we left off talking about Melania. This weekend, we saw the release of Bridgerton season 4. Well, I didn't, but my daughter did. But actually, the girls talked me into watching seasons 1, 2, and 3 with them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So.
And your...
It was entertaining. You know, if you watch anything, I think you can get sucked into it. So that's on Netflix. It's set in Regency London and focused on Benedict Bridgerton's romantic entanglements. It's already trending for its lush costumes and viral dance scenes. Woo! HBO Max.
It has dance scenes?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's, you know, like that Jane Austen type stuff. So
there's
probably a fancy ball to go to.
Nigel would probably be telling us
all
about
it. Oh, Nigel would love it. HBO Max debuted a documentary titled I'm Chevy Chase and You're Not, examining the comic actor's career through candid interviews. And let's see. What was the big news at the music at the Grammys last night?
They're like stirring anticipation with a host of performances by Sabrina Carpenter and Bruno Mars. Industry insiders predict strong wins in pop and R&B categories.
Well, there probably was. Looks like that was written post-date.
It does, yeah. Because yes. I was thinking, I thought we recorded it last night.
But yeah.
I just record it to see, you know, if any of the people accepting awards throw in a dig at President Trump.
Ooh, were there?
I don't know.
So you're going to go back and see if it happened.
Yeah, that's why I recorded it.
Ooh, all right, time for a little trivia as we head toward today's odd news.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
All right, I'm always prepared with a few questions to try and stump my sister. You ready for
the first one?
I'm
ready to be stumped.
All right, first trivia question. 65% of Americans can't name one of these. And there are there's under 10 of these. And it's a job.
Oh.
There's under 10 of these in the country. 65% of Americans can't even name one of them. And there's only 10 of them in the country. Well, less than 10.
In our country?
In our country. There's less than 10 of these. And 65% of Americans can't even say one of their names.
Oh, say one of their names. That's a clue too.
That's a clue. 65% of Americans don't even know one of their names, and there's less than 10 of them.
Okay, I'm gonna go with like national parks, like, you know, Yellowstone or Yosemite or something like that.
That's a great guess, but I'm gonna go ahead and throw in now that these are people.
Ooh, 10 of these, less than 10, and they can't name them. Oh, my goodness. I was thinking, but there's way more than 10. I mean, my first thought before you gave me that number was like their state representative or something like that.
There's less than 10 of them. And big hint here, they're morally corrupt. At least six of them. At least six out of those 10 are morally corrupt.
That should be a huge clue, but I'm just not getting it.
Looking for Supreme Court justices.
Oh!
But it was worth you missing. Worst Supreme Court ever, worst Congress ever. I'm just saying
that's
that.
Right.
It's obvious. All right.
And I've said this before, but I blame the state of our democracy on them.
Yes.
More than the person in the executive branch.
Yep.
It's the legislative and judicial branches that are
horrible.
What? Horrible. Yeah,
horrible.
Yes.
Horrible, horrible, horrible. All right, Val, I'm ready for your first question.
And you know, because I lost everything on my computer screen, I do not have anything to pull up right at
Well,
the
then
moment,
don't worry about it, because I've got plenty, and you have to answer all the questions. Let's play a game.
All right.
Let's play a game, Val.
Okay. This
one's called Which Came First. I'm going to give you two items, and you tell me which was first, Reddit or Facebook?
Oh, I mean, I want to say Facebook.
Is that your answer?
That's my answer.
All right. So you are right. How far apart do you think they are in creation, though?
Gosh, I mean, I just haven't even started hearing about Reddit till the last few years. So I want to say they're like 15 years apart.
They are only 1 year apart. Facebook 2004 and Reddit 2005.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Pick this one out for you. Should be easy. Corvette or Mustang? Which came first?
I think the Corvette came out first.
It did. 1953 for the Corvette, way before, and Mustang 1964, same year as your birthday.
Yeah.
All right. Frozen foods or canned foods?
Canned foods.
And what year do you think they started canning food, Val?
Oh, gosh. I'm trying to picture what... I'm going to go with like 1936.
Oh, for canned food? Well,
yeah, or is
they
it
were
later,
they were 1940s? Freezing, they were making frozen food as early as 1922.
Okay.
So,
well, then I was way off.
Canned food is 1810.
Oh, okay.
1810. Wow.
I was just thinking it was all mason jars and glass before
it probably
that.
Was.
Okay.
What did they do before canned food?
Dried it.
Or you kept what you kill and you ate it quick.
Dried, fermented.
Americans ate 18 acres of this food each day.
Americans ate 18 acres of this food each day. I'm trying to think of what would be really.
It's our favorite food, too, so it's not surprising. It's our favorite
vegetable
food.
Vegetable or fruit?
Neither. But it may contain a vegetable. It's our favorite food across America, next to the burger.
Pizza.
Pizza. There you go. I gave it away like a free slice for my sister.
Thank you.
Breakfast bingo. The goal here is to spell the word bingo based on your answers. First one, super easy. Secret agent, also known as 007.
Bond. I was like, what am I spelling? Bingo. All right, Bond.
James. James Bond.
James Bond.
And my only James Bond impersonation is kind of a Sean Connery. 50 no's means yes.
Pretty good. I'll give you that.
It's true. All right. A color that's somewhere between blue and violet.
Indigo.
This one might stump you. Home of the NFL Saints.
New Orleans.
No. When you make a bold move, they say, it took what?
Guts.
And the late actress who co-starred in Grease.
Olivia Newton-John.
And you have spelt bingo.
Yay!
Even with your hesitation in the background, it was bingo.
Not all of my answers were said with conviction.
Not all your answers were said with conviction. Okay. Odd news just a few minutes away, but before we get there, it's time for the one and only. I don't know, Val, you going to be okay if Nigel comes on?
You know, you're running the control board, so I have no choice.
I don't think he says anything today. He did have a message for you during the opening, but I loaded the wrong one, so you'll have to listen to it next week.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
All right, here we go. Nigel.
Good evening, sports aficionados and casual observers who just enjoy the noise. I'm Nigel, here with your weekly dose of athletic endeavor, triumphs, and the occasional absurdity. Let's dive into another week where humans throw balls, chase pucks, and occasionally treat sport like a lifestyle brand. First, the football, where the grand spectacle looms ever closer. The Seattle Seahawks and New England Patriots Super Bowl matchup is scheduled for Sunday, February 8th in Santa Clara, California. This championship game pits Seattle's stout defense and efficient offense against a Patriots squad seeking its seventh Lombardi trophy and the most championships in NFL history. And speaking of buzz, ticket prices have spiked dramatically, with the lowest current available seats costing the price of a modest automobile and VIP spots approaching the cost of a small house, a fine display of market economics meeting pigskin. Now for the outlandish. According to fashion media, the Chicago Bears have been officially named the NFL's best dressed team, with outfits ranging from neon cowboy chic to a full Canadian tuxedo. Caleb Williams reportedly inspired the tribute, which included luxury brands and a level of sartorial bravado previously reserved for royalty and mid-season pop stars. Only in American football could leadership be measured in Prada, Gucci, and swagger! Across the league this week, we had a Washington Wizards upset of the Milwaukee Bucks from 109-99 with solid contributions from Keyshawn George and Olivier Saar. This marked Washington's third win over Milwaukee this season, a surprising wrinkle in what many expected to be the Bucks dominating. Meanwhile, play around the rest of the NBA has delivered expected scoring and the emergence of a few intriguing trends, notably Nikola Jokic returning for the Denver Nuggets and throwing 31 points and 12 rebounds in his first game back from injury. A strong reminder that when he plays, the league adjusts its posture. On the ice, the New Jersey Devils captured a gritty 3-2 overtime win against the Nashville Predators, with Nico Hischier scoring the winner just 42 seconds into extra time. Jacob Markstrom made key saves, and Dougie Hamilton kept a point streak alive in what was a decisive performance for New Jersey's playoff hopes. Across the frozen rinks of North America, the Washington Capitals edged the Chicago Blackhawks in a shootout, during which the legendary Patrick Kane became the all-time top U.S.-born point scorer in NHL history. So there you have it this week. Stylish gridiron gladiators, hockey legends carving history into ice, and bribes that would make a Bond villain wink with approval. I'm Nigel, reminding you that sport is both serious business and, occasionally, the best comedy you'll see on turf, court, an artificial charity pitch. See you next week. Don't forget to iron your jerseys and always question why every sport doesn't just take tea breaks every 10 minutes.
Woo, there you go. Our sportscaster, Nigel Wobbleton, Teapot the Fourth.
Teapot the Fourth.
I think he's the first AI sportscaster ever, so... there you go. And would we hire a real one for free? Probably. All right, Val, you ready to wrap up the show?
I am ready.
I have all the lunatics loaded. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves. It's time for Odd News with Scott and Val. The only segment brave enough to ask, who let this happen? And then read it out loud anyway. Proof that evolution is taking a coffee break in America. And one or two other places too. These are real stories involving real people who woke up that morning and chose chaos. If you're thinking, surely no one would actually do that, allow us to assure you, yes, yes they would, repeatedly. So settle in, lower your expectations, and remember, this isn't fiction. It's humanity, unsupervised, on Odd News with Scott and Val.
Oh, yeah. And we should be supervised, right?
Oh, for sure.
All right, we're starting off Odd News today. We got a bunch of, there was a ton of them, so I did a bunch of short, just a couple liners. Val, would you like to start us off?
All right, a new study shows people underestimate how much sleep they need by nearly 2 hours. Researchers say chronic exhaustion has been culturally normalized, which explains why email sent at 2:47 a.m. says, per my last email.
Which was at 12:01.
Yes.
Airlines are reporting a surge in passengers attempting to bring emotional support items that are not animals, including pillows, houseplants, and one very calm-looking mannequin. Oh. Airlines say rules remain unchanged, but patience is thinning. Wow.
Wow. A tech company announced another AI assistant, Claude, designed to simplify your life. Early users report it mostly reminds them of how things that they were already ignoring.
Sorry. Is that my writing?
No, I think it's my reading.
Would you like to try it again?
Sure. Should I start from the beginning?
Sure.
The company announced another AI assistant, Claude, designed to simplify your life. Early users report it mostly reminds them of things that they were actually trying to ignore.
There you go. We're going to be doing all stories we mess up twice.
Okay. We'll be here all day.
A European museum visitor accidentally damaged a contemporary art piece while attempting to take a selfie. The exhibit was titled Fragility. Curators called it unfortunate but thematically consistent. It was
fragile. Police in Australia recovered a stolen vehicle after the suspect stopped to refuel and used a rewards card tied to his real name. Loyalty programs remain undefeated today.
Yay! Man in the UK attempted to fake his own disappearance, but continued posting restaurant reviews on his Facebook page. Investigators described the effort as half-hearted.
When are you going to take this seriously?
Yeah. We'd really like you to disappear.
A study found that an astrology chart forecasts a horrible day for a person. That person is more likely to give in and do something self-indulgent. My horoscope said I'd face challenges today. Didn't realize that meant choosing between pizza or burgers.
Oh, well, what does Brad want? All right. Speaking of Brad, a man in Poland had to be rescued by the fire department after becoming wedged inside a washing machine while playing hide and seek with the kids. Researchers got there just before the kids managed to negotiate an allowance increase in exchange for not starting the spin cycle. Somebody spin dad. No, spin dad.
According to a survey of scientists, if there are space aliens, which we know to be true, mm-hmm. we should be afraid because the odds are the aliens are definitely mean and extremely aggressive. So basically, they are a green version of Sean Hannity. Mm-hmm. Scott thinks if anybody's head would look awesome in a jar, it would be Sean Hannity.
Just saying. It's all square, you know, because it's square and odd looking like a box. And it'd be like, why do you have a box in a jar? And be like, that's not a box. That's Sean Hannity's head. Come on.
Or Cash Patel, because the eyes are already bugged out.
Look, the eyes are moving and his head's not even attached. Oh, poor Cash. Yeah, I wonder if he had enough cash if you get those fixed. All right. Woman in Finland was so mesmerized by her phone that she fell into a river, even as a bystander shouted, "Stop!" She was texting her boyfriend. After falling in, the woman was quickly pulled out, but her phone was lost in the river, which caused her to have a massive stroke.
Is that last part true?
No. But wouldn't it, though? It could have been.
No, it would for me.
All right. Let's go live to the scene and listen.
That's something, ain't it? Huh? She falls in a well, eyes go cross. She gets kicked by a mule, they go back to normal. I don't know.
She would have shot that fella.
She shot me.
Ooh. Huh. She's something.
Yeah, she is. I like girls like that. Just saying.
Oh, I have just a little bit of breaking news before we move on. According to an inside source, Nigel is attempting to buy the network.
What?
It's somebody, I don't know if I should trust him or not. It might be fake news, but we need to watch out for that next week.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, so if we don't show up, Nigel is cut us.
I didn't even know the network was for sale.
I didn't either. Oh. I'm sure he's paying with Bitcoin. All right. In the UK, a parrot owner was alerted to his girlfriend's infidelity when his talkative pet let the cat out of the bag by squawking, "I love you, Gary." The girlfriend had been meeting Gary for months in the apartment she shared with her boyfriend and parrot.
Oh, good parrot. What kind of treat would you give your bird? Well, let's find out.
Does Polly want a cracker?
Polly wants a drink. Let's get loaded. Let's get loaded.
Don't worry, we will.
I'll buy that.
Pretty much sure they will after that, right?
I'm pretty much sure.
All right, on to Oviedo, Florida. I've never heard of Oviedo.
I haven't either.
Oh, it sounds like
Oviedo. We're going to Oviedo.
Oh, it sounds like something you might rub on your skin. Oviedo or Avena? All right. In Oviedo, Florida, 18-year-old Farrah Kernan was arrested after a domestic dispute turned physical when she hurled a pork chop at her mother and struck her. Police responded to the incident, noting pork residue on the victim's shoulder and filmed part of the altercation, actually. Kernan was taken into custody and faces pork chop battery charges. Authorities say the case underscores how arguments can escalate in astonishing ways. Now, meatloaf might categorize as a food fight, but pork chop projectiles are next level. Let's find out about the pork chop.
Ah! You heard of kung fu? Well, get ready for pork chop.
Yeah.
The
pork chop.
Pork chop. Pork chop residue is what got me.
Ew.
At this year's official carnival groups competition in Cadiz, 12 men dressed as scientists Stephen Hawking and performed a choreographed musical number in motorized wheelchairs. The show drew cheers and mixed commentary about creativity and homage at one of Spain's oldest cultural festivals. Organizers said the performances celebrated ingenuity and humor, while some viewers argued about respect and representation. Mm. That's kind of like science meets samba, and no one quite knew what hit.
Sure.
Why?
Because usually when people find out who I am, they get themselves a wheelchair, a shyster lawyer, and sue me for $750,000.
And now, for the most death-defying feat ever attempted by a man who just got out of a wheelchair.
Juvenile.
Shock and awe.
Tacky.
Shock and awe.
Tacky.
German practice is making its way to the United States. NBC Los Angeles reported on January 21st, Luften, which translates to airing out, but is also called house burping, involves opening doors and windows even in the dead of winter to bring in fresh air. Air quality professional Tony Abate is a fan.
A fan.
He said outside air can decrease concentrations of mold, contaminants, and carbon dioxide buildup. Optimal times to burp your home include first thing in the morning. I do something similar. First thing in the morning. All right.
After, it's air coming out of your body anyway.
Yeah. And you can do it after showering or cooking and after having visitors too, because sometimes people are stinky. And it doesn't take long. Abate said 10 minutes, no more than that, is really necessary to air out your house. I'm airing out my house right now. Oh, that wasn't very good. Let's try to air it out again. Oh, yeah. It's working. It's almost there. Here it comes.
Did you hear that?
I did.
It wasn't me burping. It was the house.
Yeah, it's all better. Wow.
We burp our house daily because in the morning when we go sit in the hot tub, we leave the door cracked for the cats because if you don't, they want in and then out and then in and then out and so on.
Sure.
And so we leave the door open. So we burp our house daily and I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's a big thing. And my neighbor's doing it right now. Oh. I think Joe's doing it in Belize. Alan in Kettle Falls. Let's check out on Ken over in Newport. Yep. Everybody burping their houses today. It's Tuesday, burp day.
Burp your house day.
Burp your house day. All right, are we ready for the last one? And is it me, Val?
I think it is you, and yes, we're ready.
All right. Surreal video from a Florida neighborhood showed a man repeatedly trying to bite his own reflection in an outdoor mirror.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to do it with the video feed. All right. He claimed it was an intruder. Neighbors told police the individual became convinced the reflection was a physical threat after skipping sleep for several days. Authorities took him into care for evaluation. No mirrors were harmed in the follow-up. And maybe mirrors aren't portals. Or are they?
Are they?
Yeah. I think they are. Pretty sure they are. Just listen.
Will you look into the mirror? What will I see? Even the wisest cannot tell, for the mirror shows many things.
All right. We find ourselves looking at the mirror rather than looking into and through the mirror.
Yeah.
When we do that, we can finally see the reality of how beautiful we are.
You broke the mirror. The bad luck is yours.
And I know that there's something waiting for me on the other side of the mirror. Something evil. Monstrously evil. And that if I cross that dividing line, something awful will happen.
I realize that. But sometimes you just gotta look yourself in the mirror and say, when in Rome.
So go ahead, bite the mirror. It's okay.
It's okay.
Oh, and that is your odd news for Tuesday. All right. Wrapping up the show. Val, we forgot to talk to this morning about our ongoing contest. And people just have until the end of the month to get on board with winning one of your beautiful sparkle boards. This one's Bigfoot and the Northern Lights. And how do they do it?
Well, there's a couple ways that they can do it. And there's a couple things they need to do. So it's not just one or the other. It's both.
Both.
So we need you to go to Facebook.com/RFN Network, which is our Facebook page, and like that page. We also need you to then go to our YouTube channel, which is, I have to stop and think, Rogue Frequency Network.
At Rogue Frequency at, Network.
It should be at Rogue Frequency Network. And subscribe to that page. And once you do that, your name will be entered into a drawing for not only a Bigfoot Farkle board, but Bigfoot coasters and a couple other things thrown in there, like dice and instructions and all sorts of stuff. So,
and
do those things,
yes,
and your name will automatically be entered.
I can make it real easy for you if you just go to Google and type in Scott and Val Save the Universe. We're the only radio show podcast with that name, of course. And there's only a couple brother-sister podcasts out there. We talked about that this morning. So we show up, and we have a ton of links already. So you're going to see our link to our Facebook page and our YouTube page right there, too. And you could just right-click and open them in new windows, go subscribe both, and you're in the contest. That easy.
Yes, and if you haven't seen a picture of the board and all the stuff you can win, you need to check out those two sources, too, and you'll see, give you a little teaser of what could be yours.
Yes. Big round of applause, and thank you going out to Ken Owens, Alan Milani, Joel Wozinski, and Nigel Wobbleton Teacup for bringing us some great segments today. Don't forget, we post those segments throughout the day and the week. So like today, I will cut up Alan's weather forecast, since it's a national forecast, and sports. And we'll post both of those shorts if you just sooner see those clips. And then throughout the rest of the week, I put up odd news. I take the time to cut out Joe's because it's not time sensitive, and we air that later. It gives us a chance to like post a video every day of the week, and that's kind of fun too. So you can watch those appearing on our Facebook and YouTube pages as well. Val, did I cover everything?
Well, I'm hoping, because last week I kind of covered a new series I'm starting about the things that men shouldn't say to women.
Ooh.
And I'm going to try and do a video each week. It's my goal. And then there's some other things out there that, stop by our platforms and see what we've posted just for fun.
So I checked that one out, and I got about halfway into it, and it just seemed, as a guy, it just seemed really difficult.
You quit listening? Here I am trying to educate you to help you find a companion.
Isn't there an easier way? All right. Love you, sister. Thank you for being here today. Big round of applause for all of us because we do it for free.
That's right.
All right. We'll be back next Tuesday at 7:20. Other than that, we want you to check out our Facebook and YouTube pages. And don't forget to visit KCHW as well. This show is there. We'll link to it from our page as well. But you do have a copy of today's broadcast if you want to watch it again. And we leave you with a little music and a little Nigel. Thanks for tuning in.
Set back, everything will be okay. Two new heroes to face the day. Now throw all your fears away.
Scott.
Yeah, totally Scott.
Pretty much all Scots.
He's a cheeky little plonker, isn't he? Don't forget, catch Scott and Val here every Tuesday morning at 7:20. I'm knackered after all that faffing about.
It's Scott and Val.